Committee of the Joint Ways and Means to order. I apologize for the delay, but we're practicing. And by the time we get to the end of this, we're going to be really good at this stuff.
Lucky it's your budget
practice. I'd like to open the work session on Senate Bill 5508 from the River Gorge. Ms. Jordan, would you update us where we're at?
Well, as of 1 minute ago, we are now at revising the budget note to appropriate the amount of $50,000 to the emergency board for allocation to the commission. The commission is directed to report to the emergency board at its September 2003 meeting a work plan and schedule for addressing the six requirements. And then the second... agency is required then to report to the emergency board in September of 2004 or a later emergency board meeting upon showing substantial completion of the work plan against the time frame. So they would have to report and then request the $50,000.
And I believe, Susie, what we talked about was $20,000.
We need to do a plan.
And $30,000 substantial.
Okay, that was half a minute ago before I... So it'll read now, the amount of $50,000 is appropriate to the emergency board for allocation to the commission. The commission is directed to request $20,000 of the funds from the emergency board at September 2003 meeting upon agreement of a work plan and schedule for addressing the six requirements. Then $30,000 of the funds may be requested from the emergency board at its September 2004 or later emergency board meeting upon showing substantial completion of the work plan against the time frame.
Should that be $30,000 or the remainder of?
Either way.
Just simple balance.
The balance, I think, would be
maybe your request. Senator Dukes, is that your understanding?
It is. I had one question on one of these specifics later, but for that piece, that's my understanding.
Okay, and is it all of our understanding that on number four, that we are talking finishes, colors, and reflectivity, and not talking about landscaping? Is that... That's kind of the way the conversation went. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
I would agree with that.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I thought we did something the last time we heard this, and I didn't see the words change. So on number five, so that an appeal can be resolved within 90 days, we talked about language that would say...
Yes, you're right.
Okay, good.
That is correct.
To do it faster than they're doing it now.
We use the word more reasonable time frame.
There you go.
And not 90 days.
Yes, so that can be resolved within more reasonable time frames.
A more reasonable time frame?
Yeah.
And Representative Johnson showed up just in time so she doesn't have to carry this bill.
God, does it have to do with sick cows, Mr. Chair?
Are we ready for a motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Morgan.
I would move that the committee approve the budget note as amended and conceptually amended by the Legislative Fiscal Office.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion?
Would you like to know what we are voting?
I'd love to know. I was just about to abstain because I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
The budget note now reads, the amount of $50,000 is appropriated to the emergency board for allocation to the commission. The commission is directed to request $20,000 of the funds from the emergency board at its September 2003 meeting upon agreement of a work plan and schedule for addressing the six requirements. Requirement number four was changed and to add the word revising the guidelines to address the selection of finishes, colors, and reflectivity of surfaces. Number five is revised to read streamlining the adjudication process so that an appeal can be resolved within a more reasonable time frame and requiring consolidation of causes of action. And then the last paragraph is, the balance may be requested from the emergency board at its September 2004 meeting after submitting a progress report showing substantial completion of the work plan against the time frame.
So one trip back to the...
Yes.
Well, two.
Yeah. One for the initial and one... Okay,
correct. Okay. Is there more discussion? Is there objection? Motion carries.
Now, Mr. Chair, we need to recommend appropriation bill amendment on the next page. With that change, the number for the general funds in line 8, that will change to $559,940. And then in the bold underneath, that $100,000 will change to $50,000.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
If you're ready for a motion. I would move that in addition to and not in lieu of any other appropriation, there is appropriated to the emergency board for the biennium beginning July 1st, 2003, out of the general fund, the sum of $50,000 for allocation to the Columbia River Gorge Commission for operating expenses, and that we amend the amount in the appropriation bill as cited by legislative fiscal.
You've all heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Motion carries. Do we have volunteers to carry this bill?
Well, we haven't moved it yet.
Not yet.
We have to move it. Okay.
Do you want to move the amendments to the appropriation bill in Section 1, deleting $726,373 and inserting $559,940?
I thought I did a combo motion.
Did you do that?
Put that in.
Okay. I
as amended
that.
By LFO.
Oh, thank you. And all we have to do is move it to the floor.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I would... move that the committee approve the budget bill with amendments as presented by the Legislative Fiscal Office, actually with amendments and conceptual amendments, as presented by the Legislative Fiscal Office for a total agency budget of...
That's correct. This is the correct number.
$631,600, and this be moved to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
You've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Representative Krieger.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I won't be voting for the bill. If, in fact, 2 years ago when this commission came up before us, if there was continued what I felt was landowner abuse, I'm referring to the Hoyer case and the visual thing we talked about. This agency, in my mind, is correct when Senator Farioli was here, talked about 8 years, 6 to 8 years ago, that they've been asked. If I tell my grandson to get his hand out of the cookie jar, I'm not going to give him 8 years. This agency's had more than enough time, so I won't be voting for it. I think that the relationship between the Gorge Commission and the Friends of the Gorge is still too close and influential, and it affects the decision-making process. And to allow them to continue to give us lip service session after session, I find it inappropriate.
Thank you. Is there other discussion? Is there other objection? We'll let the record show that Representative Krieger votes no. The motion is carried. Now do we have volunteers to carry to the full and to the board?
You want me to carry it, do you?
Maybe not. Representative Morgan, would you carry to the full and to the House?
Only if you give me a Kevlar vest.
And you want to carry to the floor?
Well, if you took the word want out of there, I don't mind one way or the other.
Oh, looking for it.
And Senator Duke will carry to the floor. That will close the work session on Senate Bill 5508. And open the work session on Senate Bill 5501. Mr. Kieber.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you should have at your place a packet that has a memo dated May 30th, 2003 from LFO, and also a spreadsheet presentation of the LFO analyst's recommended budget. There are a number of... different areas. I thought we could work through the packages as far as we could today. beginning with the first A, which is performance measures. And LFO is recommending approval of the performance measures submitted by the agency with the understanding the department will work with the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department to create a measure that tracks the economic benefits created as a result of agricultural development and marketing division activities. This addition is in response to some comments made by Representative Morgan during the public hearings that the subcommittee would like to see a measure added that gets at the what the outcome of the activities of the Agriculture Development and Marketing Division were, and therefore LFO is recommending that measure or measures. You'll notice that it says track economic benefits. This could be jobs created, dollars added to the Oregon economy. However, the department felt it could measure that.
Mr. Chair, I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation as it relates to performance measures.
You've heard the motion, I might add. It's been a long time since we had the public hearing, so it's kind of hard to remember.
Performance measures.
It's hard to remember exactly where we've been.
Let me see if I can ask this here.
The agency's performance measures are in there in the budget binder under tab 3, page 19. The quickest way I know where to find the performance measures. And those are in the form that's the links to Oregon benchmarks that you have become familiar with as you have gone through the public hearing process.
We had a pretty thorough discussion of this in the public hearing. Are we comfortable? Is there objection to the motion?
Mr. Chair, I'm just, if you'd indulge me, I'm looking at my little penciled in notes here in the budget book, and I have an issue. What I wrote down was complaints, tracking of complaints. Do we have, is there anything in here that actually tracks complaints that comes into the agency and talks about how the agency dispenses with them?
Mr. Chair, Representative Morgan, I believe the outcome of that discussion was what that the agency would track complaints and customer service type information and provide that to the next at their next budget hearing in 2003, that it, while it wouldn't be a formal performance measure, it would be information that the agency would be expected to have and to track.
Thank
and
you.
To make
I'd
available.
Like to just have that in the public record, that that was something that the committee is interested in pursuing.
Is there any objection to the motion? Are we ready to vote? Motion carries.
The next section B are adjustments to Governor's balanced budget. The first program unit, this would be going by program units in the format that we've used before you've seen from me for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. Go through the adjustments by program unit. The first program unit is administration and support services. And the first group of adjustments are the standard adjustments that you've been seeing a number of times now. LFO Adjustment Package 001, Employee Compensation Freeze. These are the changes that are created as a result of the policy to eliminate merit and cost of living increases built into the budget, and the reduction of $22,083 general fund, $41,853 other funds. LFO Adjustment Package 002, Vacant Position Adjustment. There are four vacant positions in the program unit. Based on the co-chair adoptive criteria, LFO is recommending that one of these positions be eliminated and the funding reduced. And that position, as you see, is a partially general funded position of .046. I believe that that one single position is an office specialist position. It's been vacant for a number of months.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And if you...
You've got two more.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, can I ask?
Yes,
office specialist in which one of these multiple sections?
Well, let me see which one it is. Oh, I'm sorry. That's an accounting tech 2 position that's been vacant for 39 months.
Okay. That's the position that's being eliminated. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us about what the other positions are that aren't being eliminated?
There is an OS2 position that is... I believe it's other funded that they are maintaining the vacancy for vacancy savings. The same with an administrative specialist 2 position, and also another OS2 position that's been vacant for just 1 month. That again, they're maintaining a vacancy, an information specialist 5 position that they are maintaining the vacancy for to create savings for the rest of the biennium.
And could you tell us what these positions are, what the function of them is?
Representative Morgan, I would just point out that we have over 330 positions to go through that are vacant. And as far as specifics for each position, I'd ask the agency to come forward and describe each of these positions, and we may want to save this discussion for tomorrow if you'd like that level of detail, because it could very well be that they're not prepared to provide that level of detail today.
So we're going to be going through and taking out vacant positions in a number of different program areas.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And the total, I should let you know at the beginning, the total number of vacancies after eliminating positions that were in our information that were already eliminated or that were double counted, there are 319 total vacancies, and the total amount of vacancies that LFO is recommending be eliminated are 102. 102 of the 319.
Okay.
And that would be the cumulative effect of all the different adjustment packages 002 in each of the program areas.
Thank you very much. That was what I was at.
Okay.
Moving right along.
LFO adjustment package 003 is the Attorney General rate adjustment. Again, this is a standard package from moving the rate from $109 to $98. And then LFO adjustment package 005 is the reduce the inflation allowance. And that is reducing inflation on all except the telecommunications, which is reduced through the DAS assessment, the state government service charges, which are also reduced through DAS assessment, the attorney general rate, which is reduced in the package above, and then rent was the one fixed category that LFO is not recommending be adjusted for inflation.
Could we have Representative Johnson?
Mr. Chair, a question to the LFO staff just to make sure that there's consistency. We're treating other agencies exactly consistently with this.
I believe so. I certainly, Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, that's the categories I'm using for every agency that I work.
Mr. Chair, would you like a motion for this category?
I would.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee adopt the LFO recommended adjustments to the administration and support services sector.
Packages 01, 02, 03, and 05. Right?
Correct.
You've heard the motion. Discussion? Senator Duke?
A question of staff. When do we do the DAS reductions?
Senator Dukes, that's a good question. This program unit does not have DAS assessments in it. Those assessments you will see in all the other program units. But they don't have the DAS assessment in the agency administration, and that's why you see it skips from 003 to 005.
So the state government service charges under package 005 is just standard boilerplate language? I was actually listening
right.
when we went through
yes.
this.
Right, exactly. Right. That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any objection to the motion? Motion carries.
The next section is policy packages and other adjustments. There is one policy package that was brought forward in the governor's balanced budget, and that is package 101, 2002 information technology enhancements. This package included one permanent position in ISS 7 and the funding for that package that was other funds. The position would be funded through assessments on programs. LFO is recommending that the position be denied and that $150,000 in limitation be approved in professional services for the purchases from contractors to address the division's information technology needs. LFO is not convinced at this point that that a permanent position needs to be added to the agency, and that rather that they can get some of their needs met through contracts with outside sources.
Senator Margaret, does anyone care to make a motion?
I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for package 101.
You've heard the motion. Discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
The next section, proposed budget note. This proposes a budget note that recommends including the following to ensure that Orbitz and R-STAR systems are compatible. This is a standard budget note that I'm not sure if you'll see it in any of the other industries and other agencies in this subcommittee, but it's being included in a number of departments' budgets. And this is required to implement the next step in the development of Orbitz, the budget system, to ensure that the accounting program structure and the Orbitz budgetary structure align so that the Orbitz structure can pull actual expenditures to date into the budget system. And again, this is standard language that you'll be seeing only in a few agencies. The Department of Agriculture happens to be one of, I believe there's less than 10 agencies that have a significant problem in the difference between their accounting system and their budgetary system.
This should be extremely beneficial. Senator Kim and Maddie, and especially next budget session, too, should be. We're seeing this in the education budget.
Yeah, we're just putting this into the university system budget right now. And it's the same issue where you've got these two discrete accounting systems and the amount of handwork that has to go into making them talk to each other or putting information from the other one, from one into the other one, has to happen manually. So it's much, I think this is a great goal in terms of being more streamlined and more efficient in getting the information out of the agency and into the system that the state uses. And with that, Mr. Chair, if you'd like a motion, I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for the budget note on the Orbitz and R-STAR's compatibility issue.
Yes, Senator Duke?
I just wanted to ask a tough question. I see there's no dollar amount next to this. It seems to me that computer compatibilities usually end up costing us money, so maybe if they're hand-footing it now and they don't have to do that, we'll save enough to go. I'm just curious, do we not expect this to cost us anything?
Senator Dukes, there may be cost. I believe that that it is the direction that the agency made sure that this happened.
Okay.
I believe that it may be more a function of just the way the budget is or the accounting systems are structured, and it could be a function of just renaming things or grouping things in a better manner. And so to that extent, it shouldn't take a lot of resources. But it's something that is absolutely crucial to ensure that the next phase of Orbitz is successful.
And if it became a problem, they could come to the emergency board. Okay.
I think, Katie, could you come up and put on the record? We've been through all this at our pre-meeting, but it would be good to have it on the record.
Mr. Chairman, members, Katie Koba, Director of the Department of Agriculture. I honestly do not know what this budget note means in terms of what we actually have to do with our budget, but we have been talking about needing to restructure the way our various policy areas are put together anyway, and so we need to go back and look at that anyway, and I think Paul is right. For us, it probably just means realigning different divisions together in a new policy structures. That's my hope. I don't anticipate a huge cost outlay to do this.
Okay. Any other discussion? Any objection? Motion carries. Food safety.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, moving into the food safety area. Again, the first group of packages are the standard adjustments that are being implemented. The first is the package 001 is for employee compensation freeze. And you'll see the general fund and other fund savings that are created because of that compensation freeze. On the next page, LFO adjustment package 002 is again vacant position adjustments. In this program area, there are 32 vacant positions. LFO is recommending that 11 of these positions be eliminated and that some of the associated funding be reduced, and that $640,695 of other fund personal services be shifted to services and supplies instead, where it's actually being expended. So the net reduction in expenditures would be a $56,348 reduction in general fund and a $127,259 other fund expenditure reduction, with, again, the elimination of 11 positions and a reduction in 4.17 FTE.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Duke.
I'm afraid I'll probably ask this repeatedly as we go through some of these. 11 people seems like a lot. Do we have them now, or have we not had them and been using the money elsewhere?
Senator Dukes, I believe that the last statement is using the money elsewhere is probably the correct statement.
Okay.
And that's hence the recommendation to move the dollars from personal services to S&S. Uh-huh. And some of these are frankly, in the food safety program, some are part-time inspector positions. There are just a number of some are there's a chemist position that's been vacant for 12 months. There's been there's some office assistant positions that have been vacant for a number of months. Some of these positions have been vacant for a very long time. But again, if there is you know, if the department finds that they do need a position and that a position was eliminated that they actually need, they have the ability to come to the emergency board and ask that the position be created and justify why that position should be created.
Chair, could we? I mean, I can even a head nod would be helpful, but can we hear from the agency?
Katie, why don't you just stay there?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dukes, again, Katie Koba, Director, Department of Agriculture. You will find, as you go through all of these policy areas, a number of positions being eliminated.
That's why, yeah.
In most cases, they are not necessarily full-time positions, but we have a number of seasonal positions. And we do believe that we have flexibility in the agency and that eliminating these positions will not remove too much of that flexibility to basically tap in, and if we've got a workload that needs to be met, we think we still have the flexibility to do that. We did have the conversation in our pre-meeting where if it looks like we've got in a position and we don't have the flexibility within our existing system to tap a position, we do have the invitation to come back in the emergency board and explain the situation and why we need perhaps even a limited duration position at that time. But we're feeling okay with the elimination of most of these positions.
Okay, good. I'm always nervous about coming in the emergency board because I figure the well is going to be fairly dry this time around, but a bunch of this is other funds, which you would have them. So I'm fine.
Very well, Mr. Sieber.
LFO adjustment package 003, Attorney General rate adjustment. Again, this is the adjustment based on the reduction in the Attorney General rate for the biennium. LFO adjustment package 004 is the DAS assessment adjustment. This is the first of the series of DAS assessment adjustments you'll see in the other program units. And finally, package 005 is the reduced inflation allowance. And that eliminates inflation on all except the telecommunications, state government service charges, attorney general, and facilities rental.
Do we have a motion on the standard adjustments?
Mr. Chair, I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendations for the standard technical adjustments for package 001, 002, 003, 004, and 005 in the food safety area.
Thank you, Representative Morgan. You've heard the motion. Discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
The next set of adjustments are in the policy packages and other adjustments. F, package 091, House Bill 5100, Section 2 reductions. LFO recommends approval of this package as modified. The LFO adjustment is made to implement the co-chair budget, which reverses the elimination of pass-through payments for the predator control program included in the governor's balanced budget. This action adds back $419,245 general fund to pay for those, to make those pass-through payments for predator control program.
It's my understanding we're not likely to move this budget out this today. I was wondering if we could hold this one until later. We're not necessarily opposed to it. There's a bell in the back of my head someplace that it rings, and I can't remember. Some folks came to me a while back about this. And I would just, since we're not moving it anyway, I'd like to be able to go back and check on that one.
We will be having this budget again tomorrow. So will would that be enough time?
That's fine.
And it might be helpful, staff, and maybe have the answer right now. There are a lot of federal funds and other funds that also are part of this program. Do you have those kind of figures, or could you bring that back tomorrow?
I can certainly bring that back tomorrow, certainly.
Okay. Well, we should move on to 2201.
Package 201 is a livestock brand fee increase. That package adds limitation of, in anticipation of passage of House Bill 2254, which is also on the schedule for today and tomorrow. LFO is recommending approval of the package without modification, and that's why you see blanks next to the package number. If you're interested in what the total package costs, that's described in the spreadsheet that was handed out. And on page 11 of 25, you can see that package 201 adds $166,000 of other fund limitation in anticipation of the fee increase in House Bill 2254. So for some of these policy packages particularly, it may be helpful to look at both documents, and you can see the actual amount that's being expended in the spreadsheet, whereas the memo just speaks to the amount that's adjusted, the amount of adjustments made to the governor's balanced budget.
Okay. Questions? We have a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 201 on the livestock brand fee increase.
Is there a discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
Package 202, the commercial feed inspection position. This package would add a position, a half-time position, in the commercial feed inspection program to protect against threats to animal health from commercially produced feed. Again, there are no adjustments recommended for this package, which adds $95,054 of other fund limitation.
Okay, Mr. Siebert.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 202 as it relates to commercial feed inspection.
Representative Morgan, Senator Dukes.
I just got a dumb question. Why aren't there any numbers here?
Again, Senator Dukes, those only represent changes to the governor's balanced budget. So if LFO is recommending the package, there would be no numbers there. As you saw in the first one, 090, it actually shows an addition of general fund, even though that actually is a reduction package, because that's the amount needed to be added back to that budget to adjust it based on the recommendation and the co-chair budget.
More discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
Package 203, food safety inspection positions. This package actually has a little bit of history in that the department had sought some position authority during the interim during special sessions, and frankly, with all that was going on with special sessions, no position authority was ever granted. But this is a package that would add other funds, which are actually federal funds being expended as other funds because it's under a federal contract with the USDA to support two food safety inspection positions. Is my understanding that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is increasing the number of inspections that it contracts for as it redirects its resources towards more homeland security issues.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Morgan.
I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 203 as it relates to food safety inspection.
Motion, discussion, objection, motion carried.
LFO adjustment package 006 shellfish license. This package, I frankly, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I don't think is ripe for action today. There's in the co-chair's budget. The co-chair's budget assumes $410,000 of general fund savings from the passage of a shellfish license. Having discussions that are ongoing with a number of folks, I think that the amount of funding that might actually be changed or shifted from general fund to other funds, I think may still be an item for discussion. And therefore, actually, LFO would recommend that you deny the package and that any adjustments be made in the shellfish license. And we can do those adjustments in the bill itself if such a bill ever does come before you. So I would not recommend that you include this recommendation in the department's budget at this time.
Is there any? The chair will not accept a motion, but is there any discussion at this point to better clarify the issue, Senator Dukes?
Mr. Chair, I agree with LFO's recommendation. I think I hate to say this about the folks who get to decide whether we can do things or not, but I think the co-chairs were a little hasty. There was a bill out there, and by the time we were done, there were three bills out there. And two of them could actually raise money, and they were in a hurry to use that money, not understanding everything that goes on. So I think there needs to be general fund in that program, as well as, if a bill passes, some license fees. And I don't think anybody can tell you today what the mix should be. For openers, you can't start selling the license until January. So, you know, unless you want to dump the program between July 1st and January 1st, you've got a problem. And I think it needs to be worked out, and I think it would be a mistake to pull all of the money into the shellfish inspection program now.
Any more discussion?
Mr. Chair, just for clarification, the $410,000 represents about 75% of the general fund in the program, and that package wasn't that number was included, assuming the licenses would start to be sold on January 1st. But again, regardless, I don't think that mix or any mix has been decided on yet, and it would be LFO's recommendation that any adjustments be made in the actual shellfish license bill.
Okay. Move on to package
7. LFO adjustment package 007 at the animal health fund shift. LFO is recommending additional shifting of general fund support in the animal health program to other funds revenues from fees. Some shifting occurred during special sessions as a means the department had to generate general fund savings. This package would... LFO is recommending an additional $250,000 of general fund support be backfilled with $130,000 from the ending balance and $120,000 from an anticipated fee increase in the fee on veterinary products. The current fee is $60. That fee was actually lowered from $65 in 1999, and this fee was established in 1991 and has not been increased since then. And in fact, as I said, it was lowered from $65 to $60 because of an accrual of a cash balance. Even with this shift, the program's projected ending balance would be $1.1 million, or a little under 12 months' worth of expenditures. And while 12 months of expenditures may seem somewhat high, this also serves as an indemnity fund for the state to meet its responsibilities if, because of disease, it orders livestock be put down, or in some instances, game animals be put down. So that's why the need for a little bit higher than the normal 3 to 6 month ending balance. But even with that, LFO believes there's some room to make some backfill.
Representative Morgan.
I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation to policy package 007 as it relates to the Animal Health Fund.
Is there a discussion on the motion?
I might add that one of the co-chairs was a real team player on this.
Any objections to the motion? Motion carries.
LFO Adjustment Package 008 is another fund shift. This is a food safety fund shift. And LFO is recommending an additional shifting of general fund support of $700,000 to backfill general fund in the program. This shift, again, would be in addition to shifts implemented by the department during the 2002 special sessions. The shift would leave the program's projected ending balance at $2.5 million, or 7.5 months of expenditures. Again, this is a little higher than normal. However, this fund and this source of revenue has been, they've actually been expending more than they have been receiving in revenue. A large cash reserve was created in the 90s when there was significant economic activity and more facilities came online and stores and others that pay the fee, so that a large amount of money was included in the fund, and the department has been in the process of drawing down this ending balance for the last biennium or two. Even with this, the LFO believes that there still is room to shift more of the program support from general fund onto other funds. Most of these fees have not been increased since 1987. The department would have to come forward with a fee increase proposal in 2005-2007 regardless of this action, because of the negative cash flow in the fund. And the shift would reduce general fund support for the program expenditures from roughly about 20% now down to 15% of the total program.
Any discussion? Are we ready for a motion?
We have gone back and taken a look at our projections in terms of fee increases, and we are predicting that we would need to implement a fee increase in 2003-2005, that we could not wait until the 2005 legislative session to get authority for a fee increase. So we may actually need... may need your help in bumping up our cap and statute to allow a fee increase this coming biennium.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, the information the department has provided to me showing the expenditures, the projected expenditures, and what's expected to be brought in as revenue, again, shows that this would move to $2.5 million of ending balance, or which, by my calculation, is 7.5 months of total expenditures, not just other fund expenditures. That would include general fund expenditures, too. And so I'm kind of surprised to hear that this would not allow enough other fund ending balance at this point, and perhaps we need to have some further discussion on this one.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Lisa Hansen, Assistant Director with the Department of Agriculture. The concern that we have with the need for a fee increase is the fees are collected annually in June, and the concern of having enough to make it through that time period makes us a little bit nervous. And so if we could have some further discussion with LFO on this issue, it would be very helpful.
Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to have some more conversation with the department on this issue, and we can maybe talk about this again tomorrow.
What is the lowest? What's the lowest ending balance?
Mr. Chair, I don't have those numbers with me right now. I do have numbers that look at the fees and the variegated fee, but I don't have the lowest amount of an ending balance with me at this point.
I think that would be helpful if we could see how the cash flows, understanding that
that doesn't always match with the ending balance at the end of the banning. So. Why don't we hold this one over until volunteer senators?
Ask BAM where they are on all of this.
Senator Duke said, Chair Messerly, for the record, Lori Byerly from Department of Administrative Services Budget Management. And I would prefer that we take a little bit more time and look at the projected cash balances and the cash flow with the decrease or shift of fees taken into consideration. So, thanks.
We will hold that one over.
And that is it for the food safety program.
Let's move to natural resources.
Number three, natural resources. There is one technical adjustment. This is just to make some changes that need to correctly input information in the system based on the building of the governor's balanced budget. Again, these are purely technical. For example, you see the one position at 0.4 FTE being reduced. The funding was taken away for that position, but the position itself and the FTE were never reduced, so those need to be adjusted in the budget system. Again, these are purely technical. I would like to point out that there's an error on the spreadsheet on page 16 of 25, it incorrectly shows a reduction of one full FTE when, as the memo shows, the actual reduction in FTE would be 0.42 from these technical adjustments. And again, these are adjustments being made to package 091, reductions that were taken as a function of House Bill 5100.
So that really isn't a position that's going away.
It is a position, but it's not a full FTE. And okay. That's all that's represented on this column is FTE. It's actually 0.42 FTE.
Mr. Chair, I would move that the committee accept LFO's recommendation for package 091 in the technical adjustments for natural resources.
We've heard the motion. Discussion of the motion. Objection to the motion. Motion carries. Standard adjustments,
series of changes. I think at this point I'll go from package 001, the employee compensation freeze. You'll see that that's the merit changes, cost of living, and would skip over 002 and come back to that in a minute.
We will stand at ease for a second. Committee will come back to order.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, again, like to go through package 001, 003, 004, 005, and then come back to 002.
Sure.
If that's okay. LFO adjustment package 001, employee compensation freeze. Again, this is the effect of the cost of living and merit freeze. You'll see the $108,997 general fund savings, $88,400 of other fund savings, and $24,598 of federal fund savings. Then LFO adjustment package 003, the attorney general rate adjustment. You'll see the attached general fund, other fund, and small federal fund savings. LFO adjustment package 004, again, is the DAS assessment adjustments. And LFO package 005 is the package to reduce the inflation allowance.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Morgan.
I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for the standard technical adjustments in package 001 as it relates to employee compensation, in package 003 as it relates to the Attorney General, in package 004 as it relates to the DAS assessment, and in package 005 as it relates to inflation reduction allowances.
Thank you, Representative. You've heard the motion. Discussion? Objection? Motion carries. Package 002.
LFO adjustment package 002 is a vacant position adjustment package. There are 97 vacant positions in this program unit. And again, based on the co-chair adopted criteria, LFO recommends that 27 of these positions be eliminated along with the associated funding. These total reductions include $60,451 of general fund and $11,436 other funds, services supply savings. This package includes six pesticide use reporting system positions that were included in the governor's balanced budget. These positions have been vacant for 12 months, and again, applying the co-chair adopted criteria on vacancies, LFO has recommended those positions be eliminated. The funding for those positions that is part of this total reduction is $504,031 general fund, 504031 general fund, and $240,958 of other funds. So that's the reductions related to the six pesticide use reporting system positions.
Could you give the numbers again?
504. Sure. General fund was $504,031, $31. And other funds was 240958 other funds.
240958.
Mr. Chair, could I ask LFO a question?
Mm-hmm.
My understanding was that the cost of the pesticide use reporting system was supposed to be split 50-50 between the general fund and the registration fees for pesticides. Why isn't that reflected in these numbers?
Mr. Chair, Representative Morgan, I'll take a stab at that. We'll let the department add for their clarification. But I believe it's simply a matter of the different funding categories, and it could be that there's a higher proportion of services supplies that are other funded than that are general funded. So they wouldn't show up, and they're not attached to a position necessarily. They might be just standard operating on the system,
so
those kinds of expenditures.
There's other funding streams going into this program other than just these positions.
Absolutely. There's more money, total money. I believe, based on the information that the department provided us in their prioritized list of services, that the pesticide use reporting system had $595,810 of general fund and $501,780 of other funds.
What was the other fund number?
501780.
780 of other funds. Uh-huh. Okay, there's still somewhere around $94,000 that isn't a 50-50 split.
Representative Morgan, I believe there's also some carryover, too, some other funds carryover that may or may not be represented in those numbers.
I think Lisa would like to.
For the record, Lisa Hansen, Assistant
Director with the Department of Agriculture. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the numbers that are not associated with the positions are things such as the household use survey that would be services and supplies that's part of the pesticide use reporting system. So there are some of those categories, Paul was exactly right, that are in S&S that aren't going to show up with the positions. And we are slightly off based on the budgeted numbers on the equal split. And that was true of what came out in the governor's balanced budget.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a question?
Representative Morgan.
So the household use survey, is that entirely other funded?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, right now we work to keep the expenditures equally split between the two, but it may be that that is showing up in the other funds portion of our budget as in the S&S.
So that would be a reasonable explanation for the discrepancy between the general fund and other fund?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I believe so. I believe that the household use survey is budgeted at about $140,000 for the biennium.
Okay.
And just so I have it clear in my mind, where do those other funds come from, the $140,000?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the other funds come from a $40 surcharge on the pesticide use registration fees, the pesticide registration fees that are specifically appropriated to support pesticide use reporting.
And who pays those fees?
Pesticide registrants, companies like Dow AgriSciences, anyone registering a pesticide product in the state of Oregon.
Well, Mr. Chair, if I could, the point should be made that the costs are really passed on to the consumers of the product.
Any other discussion?
So that accounts for six positions out of these 27 positions?
That is correct.
Are there any of the other positions, the 21 positions, that have the notoriety that these six positions have?
I don't believe so, Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Dukes.
Then what do or did the 21 others do?
Senator Dukes, I believe that a lot of those are seasonal positions that have been vacant for a number of months. Just the first three I see on my list here, labor, one seasonal position, vacant 99 months, labor, one seasonal position, vacant 72 months, labor, one seasonal position, vacant 101 months. And I believe that you'll find that's a representative sample of most of the 21 other positions.
Mr. Chair, Senator Dukes, if I might, this is in the natural resources policy area. So a number of these positions are labor positions associated with our plant program that go out seasonally and place traps and collect traps. So it's just that workforce, again, positions that we use if we need them. We're okay, we believe, with giving up these positions.
The 21.
For some reason, again, our workload dictates that we don't have the position authority that we would need to come back.
The chair wishes not to take a motion on this line item, and we'll discuss it more tomorrow. So moving along to the policy package.
Moves us into policy package. Other adjustments. Again, there are a series of policy option packages that were included in the governor's balanced budget that LFO was recommending approval of without change. The first of which is package 301, nursery and seed industry inspections. This package will enhance the plant division to meet the increased need for seed export testing, nursery research, and Christmas tree research program. These are all other funded activities from the fee revenue.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Morgan.
I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 301 as it relates to nursery and seed industry inspections.
You've heard the motion. Katie, maybe you or Mr. Craig could clarify. With the outbreak of sudden oak, is this going to be an issue that might be coming back to the e-board?
Mr. Chairman, Katie Koba, Department of Agriculture. There is a potential with the outbreak of disease that we may need to come back to the emergency board for resources to cover our costs in eradicating that program. This is an outbreak that we identified a month ago, maybe, and we're moving to eliminate it at the nursery that we found it. We're testing surrounding nurseries. We're trying to trace product that's moved from the nursery out of this state, and we're trying to figure out product that may have been in contact with this product before it came to the nursery. So it's interesting, fascinating, the similarities between this and the efforts in Canada right now surrounding the cow that was identified with the BSE. So we do not know at this point in time what kind of costs it will entail us to truly keep our arms around this outbreak and not let it spread.
Mr. Craig, do you have anything to add? Okay, thank you.
Is it contained?
Mr. Chair, Representative Morgan, we have identified a number of plants at this individual nursery and destroyed all of those. We have, based on the testing that we've done around surrounding nurseries, we've not found any additional sudden oak death, but again, we're trying to figure out now where all the plant product has moved to and where it came from to see if there are other places that it exists now.
Representative Krieger.
Mr. Chair, we had a discussion when we first had the hearings about the potential that this had and how devastating it could be to Oregon's economy, because that's one of the largest segments we have is in the nursery business. And we're finding that it affects species we didn't think it did before. So I'll make sure, Katie, that you've got whatever money you need there to take care of it.
Mr. Chair and members, for those of you who may not live this, breathe this daily, we were concerned that this was a continuation of the northward progression of the California variety of southern oak death, which was the outbreak that we had in Curry County. And we have determined that the outbreak in this nursery in Clackamas County is European sudden oak death, which is good because it means that it's not moving unstopped up through our state. But the concern is if you end up with European variety and the California variety connecting and mating, it makes kind of a super disease, and that would be a very bad thing. So it is very serious.
Further discussion? Katie, are you going to redirect the $700,000? Cover the death.
Mr. Chair, for the record, Chuck Craig, Deputy Director for the Department. Mr. Chair, we'll use the resources that we have to do the work that needs to be done. As soon as we get a clear picture of what we think it's going to cost, we'll come back and visit with you about what we need to do.
Let's see, where are we? We've got a motion. Is there any more discussion? Objection to the motion? Motion carried.
Package 302 is Soil Water Conservation District Grants Officer. This is simply creating a permanent position out of a limited duration position that has been in existence for the last two biennia. There's clear need for this position to continue forward. There's no dollars attached to this package. You'll see this simply making a position that's currently limited duration permanent.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Morgan,
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 302 as it relates to the Soil and Water Conservation District Grants Officer.
You've heard the motion. Discussion of the motion? Objection? Motion carried.
Package 303, CAFO inspections and permits. LFO is recommending approval of this package. This package increases limitation in the confined animal feeding operation program. This limitation is needed because of an additional 500 operations will be subject to permit requirements under new standards for a confined animal feeding operation. What this package represents is the fees that these new establishments will be paying, and is simply the limitation to recognize the increased fees that will be coming into the program.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Morgan?
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 303 as it relates to capital inspection and permits.
Motion, discussion? Objection? Motion carried.
Package 304, Fertilizer Contamination Research and Development Grants. LFO is recommending approval of this package. The package provides for special payments to fund research and development on fertilizers and the relationship to ground and all surface water contamination.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
Representative Johnson should traditionally make this motion, but in her stead, I would move that we accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 304 as it relates to fertilizer contamination research and development grants.
Thank you, Representative. And colleagues, I think we've pushed Representative Johnson just about as far as we should for a while.
I want to be the manure index queen of this legislative section.
She's been a good sport so far. It's a long way to go, Senator Duke.
This wouldn't be the same stuff we're going to spread if that other pilot project works out and it's not raining too much on the coast this winter, right?
I hope not.
Did you say pilot or pilot?
Well, is there any objection? We got to move along.
I'm interested here in the development of the relationship between fertilizer and the ground.
We'll have a report later.
Package 305 is the sudden oak death eradication package. This would increase federal and other fund limitation to respond to the outbreak of sudden oak death, as was just discussed. Supports two limited duration positions and reclassification of an existing position. And again, I believe that this primarily is to deal with the outbreak that's in the southern part of the state.
And what, if this is federal funds, is the funds?
Federal and some other funds.
And some other funds, okay. Mr. Chair?
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 305 as it relates to sudden oak death eradication.
Discussion? Objection? Motion carried.
Package 307, Measure 66, capital limitation increase for repair and wildlife habitat weed control. This is a package that was in the governor's balanced budget. LFO is making some adjustments, as you can see. A portion of these adjustments are to carry out the co-chair plan on maximizing the use of Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery and Measure 66 dollars to help fund activities this biennium. To that extent, the package is amended or modified to include a reduction of $370,357 general fund and a total increase in expenditure limitation of $695,603 lottery funds. And these are Measure 66 capital lottery funds. The difference between the 370, 357, and the 695 is a further increase in the Measure 66 capital dollars to make the program whole. In an earlier package that you don't see here that was included in the governor's balanced budget, general fund, additional general fund was reduced and backfilled with a Measure 66 capital. So this would ensure that the full amount of monies for grants are available in the upcoming biennium.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 307 as it relates to Measure 66 capital limitation increase for riparian and wildlife habitat weed control.
Thank you, Representative Morgan. Discussion? Objection? Motion carries.
Package 308 is pesticide fee ratification. This is a package that includes the expenditure limitation that assumes ratification of increases in pesticide fees. Those fees will be ratified in House Bill 5502, which is the department's fee ratification bill that we'll be discussing probably tomorrow.
Member
ready.
Mr. Chair, I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation to policy package 308 as it relates to pesticide fee ratification.
Is there a discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
Package 070, revenue shortfall. LFO is recommending a modification to this package by adding $74,154 of Measure 66 operating lottery funds. These funds were reduced in the governor's balanced budget due to a revenue shortfall in the operating side of the Measure 66 lottery dollars. Addition of the $74,154 would bring the total support in the governor's balanced budget to that point to $2.4 million, which is the same amount provided in 0103. And as you'll see in a package right below it, then a large portion of that $2.4 million is shifted on a one-time basis, but this change is necessary to ensure that the base program is kept whole at $2.4 million.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 070 as it relates to the revenue shortfall.
The motion, discussion, objection, motion carries.
LFO adjustment package 006, Solar Conservation District one-time shift. Again, this is another package that's part of the adjustments needed to implement the co-chair plan to maximize funds from the Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery Funds, or federal dollars, as well as Measure 66 to avoid reductions in Oregon plan expenditures. The adjustments in this package would make a one-time shift of $1.7 million general fund from Solar and Water Conservation Districts to the PCSRF federal funds, and $1.4 million in Measure 66 operations lottery funds to the federal Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery Funds. These Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery Funds would be treated as federal as other and expended as other, and that's why you see that $3.1 million other funds limitation on the adjustment because they are received by Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board and then passed on to the department and therefore are treated as other, federal as other.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I would move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy adjustment package 006 relating to Solon Water Conservation District one-time shift.
Heard the motion. Discussion on the motion. Objection. Motion carried.
LFO adjustment package 007, Healthy Streams one-time shift. Again, this is also a piece of the adjustments needed to implement the co-chair plan on fund shifting. On the adjustments in this program, make a one-time shift of Healthy Streams program general fund support to Measure 66 operating lottery funds. So you'll see a $3,375,000 general fund reduction and a commensurate $3,375,000 lottery fund limitation increase.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation in adjustment package 007 as it relates to the Healthy Streams one-time shift.
You've heard the motion. Discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries.
LFO adjustment package 007, Measure 66 capital limitation increase for riparian wildlife habitat pest control. This package also is part of the co-chair plan to maximize funds from the Pacific Coastal Sand Recovery Fund and Measure 66. This would use Measure 66 capital dollars in place of general fund to support the department's projects relating to pest control, primarily gypsy moth control, as an environmental pest. We've had information from the governor's office that they're not as sure as our council is as the ability to do this shift, but our council is convinced that this is an allowable use. We will have ongoing conversation. We may well want to revisit this at some point. But as of today and the information we have from Legislative Council, LFO is recommending this adjustment be made.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I would make a motion that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for adjustment package 007 as it relates to Measure 66 capital limitation increase for riparian wildlife habitat pest control.
And Mr. Chair, just for the record, I just wanted to reiterate what Paul had mentioned. The governor's office and attorney general's office does have continuing questions about whether it's appropriate to use a Measure 66 capital limitation for this kind of expenditure. There are ongoing meetings occurring around that subject.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dukes.
I actually think this is an appropriate use. The Measure 66 capital money is different than what I'm traditionally used to capital being for, and I've worked hard to try to get stuff out of that capital list that I didn't think was appropriate, but I happen to agree with LFO on this one, and I think it's appropriate.
Mr. Chair, I also would just like to go on record with agreeing with our legislative council and LFO on this one, and I think that the three of us sat down there and wrote that piece of legislation, and I do think that this also fits into that category.
And it is ongoing. If we run into a total snafu, we can bring it back. Representative Johnson.
Mr. Chair, I don't know what the progress of the ongoing discussions are, and while I, with the AG and the governor's office, and while I do not disagree with my colleagues, Representative Morgan and Senator Dukes, given that we are setting some stuff over until tomorrow, is this a reasonable candidate to allow the conversation to mature further? I have no objection to moving ahead with it right now.
It's my guess that they will not have that discussion by tomorrow, so I would prefer to move ahead. Is there any more discussion?
No, it's just getting harder to do this shift stuff the further we go. So could we hurry?
Go faster, is that what you said? Objection? Motion carries.
We're going to move on to number four, agricultural development. And you have a series of standard adjustments. Again, I think I would like to skip over adjustment package 002, vacant position adjustment. I'm sure the department would like me to skip over that and come back to it separately, but we'll go through package 001, 003, 004, and 005. LFO adjustment package 001, the employee compensation freeze. You see this is a reduction in general fund and other funds from the elimination of merit and cost of living increases. LFO adjustment package 003, the Attorney General rate adjustment, adjustments reflecting from the change in the rate. LFO adjustment package 004 is the DAS assessment adjustments. And then LFO adjustment package 005 is the reduce the inflation allowance.
Mr. Chair.
Attorney Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for LFO adjustment packages 001 relating to employee compensation freeze, adjustment package 003 relating to attorney general rate adjustment, package 004 relating to DAS assessment, and package 005 relating to inflation reduction allowances.
You heard the motion and discussion. Objection. Motion carries.
LFO adjustment package 002 is a vacant position adjustments. They're by far the largest number of vacant positions are occurring in the agriculture development program unit. There are 186 vacant positions in this program unit now. And based on the co-chair adopted criteria, LFO is recommending that 63 of these positions be eliminated. And the associated funding be reduced. However, LFO is also recommending that $250,000 of other funds and 3.8 FTE remain in the program unit for the department to use to add months to existing seasonal positions. There's a likelihood that a number of these positions have been vacant simply because the department has been not pointing positions or people that they hire at those positions technically in the budget. But they're using the dollars to do some of that work. So therefore, LFO is recommending some allowance be given for the department to have the ability to move some of those dollars and FTE into the existing positions and just increase months. A number of the positions that are being eliminated, the 63, are fractions of positions, a 0.04 FTE, 0.08 FTE in the commodity inspection program, I believe. And so there's a number of them have been vacant for a significant amount of time. Therefore, the vast majority of these positions, I believe, are non-controversial. There are two positions in the Agricultural Marketing Development Division, which are general funded positions that LFO is recommending be eliminated. And the $329,650 of general fund savings, that occurs because of those two agricultural marketing positions. These positions were listed as vacant when the department came before you during their public hearing, and in their list of information they provided you as vacant. They were also included on the list of vacant positions LFO received in March of this year to work on adjusting budgets for vacant positions. It's come to our attention that, in fact, one of these positions may have been filled recently. It is the position of LFO that these positions still be eliminated, that the hiring freeze that's in effect now should have precluded the department from hiring any positions, especially ones that have already been identified as vacant. The DAS email of, I believe it was July of last year, gave the authority for division heads to decide if there were exceptions for the hiring freeze. And I'd like to read just a few of the criteria that are supposed to be used as exceptions for the hiring freeze. One, the position affects people's health, welfare, safety. Two, the position provides direct medical or physical care, supervision, or security of clients, patients, or inmates. Three, the position has a direct impact on the ability of a state agency to assure accountability and economy in the expenditure of funds or the execution of programs. Four, the position is filled through the transfer or rotation of existing positions. Five, leaving a position vacant results in a significant negative impact on funding, such as collection of revenue, which will result in a net loss of federal funds to agency program. And lastly, leaving a position vacant would adversely and directly impact an agency's required compliance with statute, court orders, or federal mandates. While I believe that the legislature intended to have some flexibility for agencies to make exceptions to the hiring freeze, it's not the LFO's position that flexibility carries over to an agricultural marketing position.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Katie Koba, Director, Department of Agriculture, and I apologize for the confusion around these two vacant positions. I did not realize that one of these positions is the one that we use to fill just as I came on board, Director, early February. It's our China marketing position. And we had conversations and understood from the governor's office that positions that promoted economic development were under the discretion of the director to choose to fill. Obviously, as I've spoken to you before, this is a priority for me in this position in terms of economic development and marketing agricultural products. I had talked to you during the hearing about these two positions and wanting to figure out a way to keep them. Just came to my attention, and again, I apologize that one of those positions was filled, and we do have an incumbent in the position, our China marketing manager. So obviously, I would be interested in working with the committee to figure out a way to fund these positions. I think they're a priority.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I also just would like to point out, just for the record, that in the co-chair's budget that came out a while back, there was also a reduction of $220,000 general fund as a roll-up of the Special Session 6 reduction in the ag marketing program. LFO did not recommend bringing forward that particular reduction and because of the hit the program would be taking with the elimination of these two vacant positions. Although vacancies and savings from vacancies that don't necessarily aren't attributable to the same kind of pool of savings because they go into the pot for vacancy saving reductions. LFL still believe that it was it would pose a significant hardship to the program to take both a $329,000 reduction and a $220,000 reduction, and so the LFO recommendation to not implement that cut and substitute it, frankly, for some of the fund shifts that you approved earlier was because of the impact of these reductions.
So if I might, just for clarification, with the position being hired that is a vacant position, then the department is currently has that position, and then they also have the money that you just described.
Mr. Chair, Representative Morgan, they would still have one truly vacant position.
Right.
They did take, I believe it was a $22,000 reduction in Special Session 6, which was to represent 10% of the program. And that cut was supposed to roll forward into 03-05 and was included as such in the co-chair's budget. I suppose the director would have to speak to how they're funding that position that they hired in February, given that they did take a $22,000 reduction as well. And I personally can't answer that.
With that 200 and some thousand that you mentioned that we didn't take,
that's for 0305.
And they still have that in the budget.
They would still have that in the the 220. That reduction is not taken. The only reduction to the agricultural marketing program are these two vacant positions in LFO's recommendations to the governor's balanced budget.
But then if again to seek clarification, if I might, Mr. Chair, what you're saying is because of the $22,000 cut in our attempt to balance budgets over the interim, the question is, where is the funding coming from to fund this position that was restored?
I believe that's a fair question. And I believe, actually, from the timeline given by the department, the position would have been hired even before that cut was made. I believe that the Special Session 6 occurred in March, mid to late March, I believe. And the information you just heard says the position was added in February. So and they may have been they hired the position before that $22,000 cut was made.
I'm still confused. Lay this out to me again.
Okay. In Special Session 6, there was a cut of $22,000 to the ag marketing program for 0103 to help balance the budget.
Okay.
That was to represent 10% of the program. They said the co-chairs decided and the assembly voted to reduce the program by 10%. Okay. In the co-chair plan, besides the dictate to eliminate vacant positions equivalent to $50 million of general fund savings, which is a separate issue, there was also an item specific to the Department of Agriculture's budget that said that the budget would be reduced by $220,000, which is roughly 10% of the program rolled up. So $220,000 is roughly 10% of the total program for 0305. That position, that reduction, while in the co-chair's plan, is not an LFO recommended reduction. So that is not anywhere in the documentation you see in front of you. Instead, LFO recommended taking reductions related to fund shifts in the animal health and the food safety, and felt that with those reductions, that the subcommittee will have exceeded its charge of reducing general fund and could back off from that $220,000 reduction. But what is included is the two vacant positions, because they are vacant positions, at least to our knowledge, they were vacant positions at the time. And again, applying the co-chair's adopted criteria, that LFO has recommended that those two positions be eliminated. And the equivalent savings from those two positions would be $329,650 general fund.
So then the question about how the one position that was filled is funded is a relevant question. Could you answer that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Morgan, we're having conversations as well because I think we're all confused about who's in which position. And what staff is telling me is we actually laid off our Mexico trade manager position last fall to make room to fill it with the China position, and we had two other vacant positions in the program, and I think that's where the confusion is. I think one of those positions was used in place of rent. So I think what we need to do is we need to sit back down with Paul and track through again the positions that we're talking about and what we had and what we did. Because I'm confused. I can tell you're confused, and I can't answer your question right now.
Sounds like we should hold this till tomorrow.
Can I ask a question? What's the other position, vacant position? There's two of them. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, Senator Dukes, it was one of our marketing positions. The incumbent left for a job opportunity during the course of this last biennium, and we held the position vacant for savings.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, again, on the Department of Agriculture vacancy list that they provided you during their hearings, there were three positions identified. One of those positions is being abolished in, I believe, package 091 in the governor's budget as a partial offset to a package that we've yet to come to, which is adding general fund to the agricultural marketing program for rent, increased rent. And you'll see that, let me see if I can find a passage for it. In our spreadsheet, that would be on page, it's a package 090, page 20 of 25. On page 20 of 25 in the LFO spreadsheet, you'll see under policy packages, 090 program reduction. That's a specified program reduction included in the governor's balanced budget, a reduction of $139,237 general fund for a eliminate a program 2 tech position in ag marketing. Again, that position is being eliminated in the governor's balanced budget. And in the information that you were provided earlier, there were two other positions, position number 139250 and position 582880. And both of these were labeled as being held to create vacancy savings. Maybe it's good to have a little time. I'm confused. If you eliminated the position in Mexico, who was laid off, the position was not eliminated, but the person was laid off. Okay, and when did that action occur? Well, we can talk about that later. But is that one of these three numbers here? No.
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I apologize.
Mr. Chair, I would appreciate a clearer run of what is really going on here.
Can I ask one more question?
The China marketing person, is that a position here or in China?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dukes, that's a position that's located in Portland, and their focus, their marketing expertise, is China. So they work with Oregon companies exporting product to China.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. We couldn't contract with somebody. We need an FTE, apparently. Tomorrow would be fine. Maybe even too soon. I don't know.
I get a little nervous here. Hope everyone's on time tomorrow because we might have a full day. I think it's smart to hold this over. Okay, let's move on to policy packages.
Policy packages. Package 401, I'd like to hold over personally for tomorrow. I just got some late information as we went to work session that there may need to be some adjustments in this package. It was LFO's understanding that this $250,000 general fund increase that was included in the governor's balanced budget was for rent in the agricultural marketing program. And I've just gotten some information right before we went to work session that, in fact, a portion of that is more attributable to the laboratory, which is co-located there, along with the marketing, and that, in fact, the increase would be better represented in food safety. And just to let the agency know, LFO's first question would be if we need to add general fund to a program that's not all general fund. Marketing is completely general fund. Very, very little other or federal funds. In the laboratory, there are other funds and some federal funds. And so we'll be looking at the advisability of adding all general fund for a rent increase in a program that is split between general, other fund, and federal funds. So we can revisit that tomorrow. Package 403, the Oregon Advantage Program Certification. LFO is recommending approval of this package. The package adds two positions and 1.5 FTE to implement the good agricultural practices and good handling practices. And the Identity Preserved programs. All of these activities will be funded with fee-for-services and are intended to assist Oregon agriculture in meeting standards and certifications that will allow them to export to countries that may be concerned about U.S. handling practices or, in fact, genetically engineered organisms or genetically modified organisms.
Representative Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 403 as it relates to the Oregon Advantage Program certification.
Heard the motion. Discussion. Objection. Carried.
Number five, special programs. There's a technical adjustment that is purely technical. That's strictly a revenue category adjustment and is hardly worth even discussion.
Not for me. Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation to technical adjustment package 091.
Heard the motion. Discussion. Objection. Motion carried.
The next group are policy packages and other adjustments. Package 450, Wine Advisory Board Support Staff. LFO recommends approving this package. And there are a number of position changes made in this package. And LFO is simply recommending approval just because it's the cleanest way to implement the next package, which is LFO Adjustment Package 006. And this assumes passage of House Bill 3442, the Wine Advisory Board independence. This package has already had one. This bill has already had one hearing in the General Government Subcommittee, and I believe that the likelihood of this bill to move the Wine Advisory Board out of the Department of Agriculture's budget is likely to pass. And therefore, I'm recommending removing the limitation and the position authority from the department. If for some reason that bill did not pass, the department could come to the first emergency board and get limited duration positions. But I believe the only question right now regarding House Bill 3442 is the amount of tax that the board receives. And that I believe, is the only thing that's in question right now that's being considered by the sub. I believe that the likelihood of it being passing, at least in some form, is high.
Senator Morgan.
I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for policy package 450 relating to Wine Advisory Board support staff and LFO adjustment package 006 relating to House Bill 3442, Wine Advisory Board independence.
Good the motion. Senator Johnson.
I just want to make sure I understand how this works. I understood the first one with the positions and the authority. The second one I don't understand with respect to the other funds, the dollar amount. If the excise tax amount is changed, how does that affect this $495,675?
Mr. Chair, Representative Morgan, that would not change that amount at all because all expenditures would be off books. There would not be anything in the department's budget if that bill passes in any form.
I'm with you. Thank you.
More discussion? Objection? Motion carried. Can we get two more before the break?
I believe so, especially considering package 451, the Oregon County Fair account distribution. This assumes a bill that you will have in front of you tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have the amendments. And, in fact, we may just want to skip this one and come back to it tomorrow when we have the bill in front of us, or at least we have the amendments and make sure that they do what LFO thinks they're doing in this package. The second package, Mr. Chair, I believe we could move forward with LFO Adjustment Package 007, County Fair Lottery Fund Support, because these changes will be carried out in the lottery bill. And so it would be good for these lottery subcommittee handling the lottery funds Phil to know that this subcommittee has taken action on this package, and this package would reduce the county fair lottery fund support. The total net support, state support for county fairs would go down by a little bit over $500,000 for the 2003-05 biennium, including a small reduction in the amount that is used for operating the county fair commission. Again, this will be carried out in amendments to the lottery bill, which number eludes me currently, but LFO would recommend that the subcommittee remove this limitation because as part of that bill, these payments removed from the to the Department of Administrative Services. These are purely pass-through payments that the department just simply cuts checks to counties, and LFO believes they are better represented in the Department of Administrative Services budget, which holds the other pass-through payments from the lottery dollars.
Representative Johnson.
One question for LFO. The $500,000, first of all, I want to commend the county fairs folks for coming forward with offering a reduction, recognizing that we're experiencing the level of problems that we are. This is a $500,000 cash reduction.
Yes.
Ready for a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation for adjustment package 007 relating to county fair lottery fund support.
Heard the motion. Discussion. Further discussion of the motion? Any objection? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, if I could just add to Representative Johnson's comments that just to say that if everyone came forward with a degree of support that the county fairs came forward with in helping us deal with our problems, this would not be nearly the situation that we are trying to deal with.
We all totally agree on that. Do we have time to do any balance and then we'll clean that major portion?
See other fund ending balance. You'll see a description here in the memos of what the governor's balance budget is as far as total ending balance. There are over 50 different funds in the Department of Agriculture budget that they keep track of because of the numerous different revenue sources they have. With the adjustments and the fund shifts recommended above, the total ending balance would be reduced to $13,785,753. LFO believes that there's sufficient funding in these funds to provide at least 3 months operating reserve, and as we've discussed previously, we will be revisiting the food safety fund shift, and that is really the only other item, I believe, of contention in this fund shift.
Okay. Senator Dukes?
Well, I was curious. The note says that the fund should contain an adequate ending balance of at least 3 months operating reserve, with the exception of the food safety program. Do we believe that that is the case in each of these?
Mr. Chair, Senator Dukes, I do believe, having reviewed the voluminous amounts of information that we've been requesting from the department, that that's the case.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept the LFO recommendation relating to other fund ending balances, with noting that the issue in the food safety program may need to be revisited.
Thank you, Representative. You've read the motion. Is there discussion of the motion? Objection to the motion? Motion carries. With that, we'll adjourn the work session. And adjourn the committee. Thank you.